the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work. Welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5. This Rush Hour catch up is for Southside Mitsubishi end of year sale.
Sad.
What do you do alone?
Lots of stuff. Yeah. Let's get to this woman first. Mother of three claims to be the loneliest woman in the UK. After failing to make a friend in over a decade, she says she visits supermarkets in the hopes of finding someone to chat to.
And you got to see the pictures in this story as well of her in the supermarket.
Looking totally forlorn.
She looks so lonely.
She has three kids, but she says that, you know, it's an adult sort of conversation or something that she's looking for. So she said the keeps keep her occupied, but they do not ease her loneliness.
You poor
She's 32.
Thing. Yeah. What are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking that maybe there's more to
After sharing her experience of being lonely online, she received an influx of messages from people who were willing to be friends.
There you go.
But I'm so lonely.
But maybe she needs to make an effort.
You reckon?
Of some sort.
Or maybe stop looking so, like, I don't know, she just...
Forlorn.
Yeah. But if you're jumping online to tell everybody that you're really lonely...
No, she looks all right. Yeah. She's still dressed nicely at the supermarket, albeit looking... forlorn.
That's the place where she goes to have conversations with people.
There's surely, you would think that if you've got three kids, that's an in right there. Each and every one of them's going to have all manner of things that they do after school and friends and stuff. Isn't that how parents meet other friends now? Through their kids?
Join a mother's group.
Or even just, you know, when you're picking up one of the kids from whatever activity or something, you chat to the other mums waiting.
Yeah.
Bang.
How's Billy
got
doing?
Got a new friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bang.
There you go.
133353, what do you do alone?
I like to cook alone.
Do you?
I don't like people in my way. I don't like an audience. And I sure as you know what, do not need advice from the peanut gallery.
Yeah.
I like to cook on my own.
I'm a shop alone sort of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really enjoy just wandering around the shops, the occasional window, look here and there and stuff like that. But being able to just go about it alone, maybe pop the headphones in, listen to a bit of music.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. I love a bit of alone time. It's great.
Every day, you've got to have some.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
What do you do alone? It's off the back of a British woman who claims that she is the loneliest woman in Britain.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to the shops by herself. That's where she goes to meet people, talk to people.
She's got three kids. I can't imagine how she could possibly be lonely. Wouldn't you go to the shop to just get some quiet time?
Just get out of the house for a little bit. Sarah in Sorrento, what do you like to do alone?
Hey, guys. I love going to the movies by myself.
Yeah, I'm pretty much the same. Because no one wants someone chatting through a movie anyway, really.
Well, I just like eating all the snacks by myself. I like sitting down the front. No one wants to do that. I like seeing all the corny stuff. No one wants to see. So at just some point, I just decided this is going to be solo. So I just don't even ask anyone anymore.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Do you go through the candy bar or do you take your own snacks
candy
in that you bought outside?
Or
the lolly shop?
Call it the snack bar.
The snack bar?
I can deal with that.
Yeah, no, I'm a candy bar girl because that's half the fun, isn't it? Like paying overpriced and just...
Oh, absolutely.
Life.
Yeah, $8.50 for a bottle of water. You beauty.
Anything for some alone time, guys.
Good on you,
Sarah.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Southside Mitsubishi's end of year sale on now for better deals and better service. Better see Southside, southsidemitsubishi.com.au.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Apple HomePod.
Yeah, great big spy.
Well, hang on.
You hang on.
It could come in really handy here.
For what?
So.
For telling you what the temperature is.
No.
Oh, for being a big spy.
For being a big
spy.
Oh,
absolutely. I love this bit of it.
So get a load of this, right? Amazon Echo Recordings. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Amazon Echo is like the parent company of what you would know as Alexa. All right. So those little sort of speakers that you hear, and you might hear someone, they've got it in their house and they go, Alexa, what's the weather today? And Alexa pops on and goes, hey, it's this.
Yeah.
Well, in this case...
It's just a Furby.
It may actually hold the key to some murders in Hampshire.
This is so funny. Well, I mean, it's not funny that there were murders in Hampshire, but it looks like Alexa might have heard everything.
That's right.
And Alexa will be a witness.
It'll be a witness.
A witness for the prosecution in court.
You imagine,
now,
right?
I told you this would happen. They're
know.
Listening to everything.
I know.
They aren't selling these things just to help us, help us spell existentialism or tell us what the weather is. They're doing it with another agenda. And here's where the agenda can come back and bite you. And heaven help you if your victim's name was Alexa.
Yeah.
Because then it'll just be an open and shut case.
Alexa, no! No!
Take that, Alexa, and that.
You imagine being
all over.
Being in court, right? And there's the big murder investigations going on.
Yeah.
And all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And then the plaintiff stands up and goes, "I call to the stand, Alexa." And the doors open. Anyway. And on a big silver platter out, they bring this Alexa home thing and just comes up and puts it on the stand.
I wish Boston Legal was still on because Denny Crane, there would absolutely be an episode where Denny Crane calls Alexa to the stand.
This is absolutely
Your Honor.
Incredible. Yeah. So there you go. If you have one of these.
Look out.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily have your back.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Sure report, Lise.
Well, I suppose the big news, not surprising, but big news, I'm sure you've heard, Marvel Comics co-founder Stan Lee has died after recent battles with pneumonia. He was 95.
Yeah, he had a good innings.
He had a very good innings. Lee started Marvel alongside Jack Kirby back in 1961 with the Fantastic Four and went on to create such icons as Spider-Man, not the greatest of superheroes, Black Panther, The Incredible Hulk, The X-Men, Iron Man, and The Avengers.
Yeah, just legendary. Yeah. Absolutely legendary.
The first trailer is out today for Toy Story 4. Toy Story 4 introduces Forky, who is not a toy.
I don't belong here! Somebody get him before he pokes an eye out.
Toy Story 4 will be released on June the 21st next year. Keira Knightley has revealed why she wore a corduroy Baker Boy hat in the movie Love Actually. Great hat, but it wasn't originally intended to be part of the costume.
Do you know why the hat was there? I had a massive spot in the middle of my forehead. This is the problem with being 17 and being in films. I mean, and it was humongous. So there was no choice, but we had to find a hat to cover it because there was no lighting, there was no makeup that was going to cover it. Like, it's funny how you just remember extreme embarrassment, isn't it? I remember, like, coming in the morning being like, oh, wow, I've got another head on my head.
Take and breathe. As one of the wildlife wildfires that's currently devastating Southern California crept up on Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's $60 million Hidden Hills mansion, TMZ's reporting the couple hired a crew of private firefighters to save their home. Now, don't anyone freak out. Their neighbours certainly aren't complaining because the crew stopped the blaze from spreading to their properties as well. And the way they describe it, it's as if where the Kanye Kardashian house is, it would be a real domino effect on all the other houses in the neighbourhood.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, that's the case with a lot of them, isn't it? But anyway, don't freak out about it. In other news today, Bruno Mars has donated funds to ensure 24,000 needy people in his home state of Hawaii have Thanksgiving meals.
Good on you, mate.
I love him. The drama This Is Us has been voted most depressing show on TV. And when pop superstar Christina Aguilera was in New Orleans recently, she visited a bar with some of her dancers and crew, and she asked the house band if she could perform a song with them, and the singer with the band said, "No, get lost."
Wow.
On the plus side, a waitress told Christina she could clear a few tables.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5. That Rush Hour catch-up was for Southside Mitsubishi end-of-year sale.